Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. 2-for-1, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow line dance song.
Hey, Sound Guy Nation, welcome to the show here on another Friday afternoon, last one of May. If you're looking for some wrestling in the next couple of days, some show notes for you before we get going. Tonight, WCWO, like usual, at the Outlaw Arena in Indianapolis, Indiana. You have GCW in Atlantic City, New Jersey. You have TRP in Brockton, Massachusetts. Tomorrow night, HPW right back in Columbus, Indiana, like every first Saturday of the month. Emerge Wrestling also happening in Columbus tomorrow. TIW in Landsborough, Massachusetts. MCW in Joppa, Maryland. Wrestle Club in Meridian, Idaho. And GTPW in Huntington, West Virginia tomorrow night. Without further ado, I want to welcome our guest. He's stepping up to the plate today after our card was subject to change. Paul Moonshine, welcome back to the show. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be back.
Well, first things first, the last time you were on here, you brought that idiot Darth Carter with you. Apparently you manage him. He's not going to try to sneak on the show today, is he?
I have no idea. I never know who I might have come on here.
You have no idea. I thought you were his manager. Wouldn't that mean that you have some idea of what he's supposedly going to do?
Well, you know, it's just like you say that he's an idiot. Well, guess who the idiot is when I think you have something to do with canceling the show on the 22nd of June.
Well, 22nd of June, you might as well hire me to perform the funeral for Darth Carter because I'm licensed to perform that and I'll be facing the idiot. So you might as well get two birds killed with one stone.
You must not have heard what I heard. I heard June 22nd got canceled.
All I know is he threw out a challenge. I accepted, and like always, I'm going to beat that idiot down. Going to beat him down.
I don't know. There's something fishy going on because I was told that show got canceled.
Well, I might beat him down in another show. I can beat him down tomorrow night at some show. Maybe I'll go to Wrestle Club and beat him down at Wrestle Club.
Well, maybe you'll think that you will, but guess what? Since I was told that June 22nd got canceled, and since I think that I have the know-how and stuff. Know that you had something to do with canceling that show because you don't want to face Darth Carter. Well, guess what? I'm gonna be at the July 13th show, and it just hasn't been determined yet whether it's gonna be Rock Springs, Wyoming, or Casper, Wyoming. So one of those places I'm gonna be at July 13th.
Well,
Darth Carter.
Then I might just have to show up in July and beat him down in July. June, July, September, February, doesn't matter. I'll beat him down whenever it is.
Yeah, well, we'll just see about that because I've already scheduled to be in Wyoming July 13th because June 22nd supposedly got canceled, and I think you have something to do with canceling that show.
I didn't have anything to do with the canceling of any shows. They just didn't want to make a small fortune that day. They probably were afraid that they'd spend weeks of their lives doing nothing but printing tickets so they could sell enough tickets, because everybody's going to want to see me beat down that idiot Darth Carter. And can we confirm that he is a member of the Moonshine family?
We're not going to confirm anything. Well, you know me better than that. I'm not going to tell you who Darth Card is, and I'm not going to tell anybody else who Darth Card is.
Is it Miss Piggy?
If it was Miss Piggy, you wouldn't stand a chance, because when I was married to Miss Piggy, when her and I had fights, it was a fight for my life.
Well, I'm sure, you've had multiple fights for your life. I'm familiar with you when Sunny Days is in the building.
Sunny Days back in the day had something to do with saving my life. That's another story.
Well, one thing I wanted to ask you about, at Blue Collar a few weeks ago on the 5th of May, they brought out some luchadors. Latino Blanco was on that particular show. There seems to be a lot of luchadors that come around during the month of May for Cinco de Mayo. But lucha wrestling in general is gaining a lot of popularity in the United States. There's a lot of lucha-only promotions popping up, a lot more wrestlers trying to get trained in lucha libre style. What's your opinion of the lucha libre?
It's fine as long as you can understand them. I'd yet to be able to understand any, not too many of them.
So you're saying we aren't going to see Paul Moonshine go out there and start doing La Magistral Cradles and Tope Suicidas?
No, they still need to be my signature, the Shine Cult, and I haven't seen any of them do that yet.
I don't know if we'll see a Lucha Libre wrestler hit a Shine Salt, perhaps a tequila shot.
Maybe.
Now, you, at one point in time, as we made reference to earlier, were on the Total Dudes with Sun Guy and Rex program. It was probably the highlight of your life, I'm sure. Since you appeared on that particular program, have you kept up with watching Total Divas? What do you think of the Total Divas currently?
I haven't really been keeping up with Total Divas other than what JB tells me about them, because I haven't really watched too many episodes of it.
Well, that's probably very disappointing for Renee Young, who came onto that show in the last couple of seasons.
Well, probably is. But, it is what it is. I watch a couple episodes of it, and I just don't get it sometimes.
Well, I'm sure it's hard to get cable television in the Appalachian Mountains.
It's not that easy, you're right.
Well, surprisingly enough, one of your sons, JB Moonshine, was able to get a signal strong enough to get on his social media, and he put out a picture today from an old FMW show where they had the ring set up on basically a barge, and then that was floated into the middle of this river, and they had a show where the ring was literally on the river. They had to take little boats out to the ring to get to the ring and back. What do you think of something like this for a show somewhere here in the Northwest? Do you think that would work? Do you think it would be too dangerous? Do you think that anyone would be crazy enough to attempt to have this type of setup?
I'm not too sure about that. I don't think we have any place around the Northwest where big enough to accomplish such a thing like that.
Now, let's say some promoter does decide to do this, and they put a ring out in, let's say the Columbia River. Are you going to go to the ring, or are you going to stay way back in the locker room?
I'll go wherever my boys go. I mean, I'm a manager. I don't stay back in locker room for nobody.
So you're saying you would paddle a boat out to the middle of the Columbia to wrestle a match that's set up on a barge?
I didn't say I'd paddle anything. I'm not that way. I don't paddle anything. But you know, you put a motor on there, I'll get out there.
Well, I think they use paddle boats in Japan.
I'm not in Japan.
Well, your nephew has been off and on going to Japan. Of course, Jason Kincaid, a semi-regular member of the DDT roster. What's it like having a nephew that now has become extremely international? He's been all over the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Japan in the last 12 months.
You know, you can't be anything but more proud of him. That's just the way, if you make a big, and that's where it should be.
Well, Paul, we have hit the part of the show where we have a game we like to play called Word Association. I will throw out the names of some people that you most likely have come across, and the first word that pops into mind is the answer. Are you prepared for another round of Word Association?
I'll give it a try.
Here we go. Kelly Klein.
Beautiful.
Jack the Snack.
Pat.
Sarah Irene.
Beautiful.
Brian Armstrong.
Who?
Brian Armstrong.
Howard.
Ken Hamlin.
I'm not sure I know him.
I wouldn't say that to him the next time he ring announces for you at Northwest Pro.
Yeah, okay. Ken. I thought you said Ken. You said Ken. I thought you said Tim.
Nope. Ken Hamlin.
Ken Hamlin. Ring announcer. I don't know.
Why period T period Jones?
Jeff Brand.
Casey Carlisle.
My niece.
Chris Marks.
Good friend.
Randy Zellers?
Friend.
T.J. Perkins.
I'm gonna have to say friend, but I don't know. I don't personally know him.
Well, that will change this coming Sunday. He is going to be at Blue Collar Wrestling this week to challenge for the BCW Do or Nothing Else on TV World Heavyweight Championship. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like at BCW this week? We have former WWE Cruiserweight Champion coming after our World Champion. You have your guys going after the Tag Team Championships. You have Sunny Days and Miss Sarah in a Last Woman Standing match. Lots going on this week. What are you expecting the atmosphere to be like?
I'm expecting a sellout crowd tonight, Sunday night, and it's going to be a lot of excitement. There'll be a lot of high flying with T.J. Perkins and that's exciting. There's going to be lots of hardcore stuff with Brian Armstrong and Matt Tiger is going to be in there, I think. Then there's the Last Woman Standing match, which I've seen many Last Man Standing matches, but never a Last Woman Standing match. That one is going to be exciting. And then of course you got my guys going for tag team titles against the so-called Freak Show.
Now, Zach Winters, someone that you know very well, he did things to you when he had you in the Freak Show that might have bordered on criminal, I'm sure. How did your life change when Zach Winters put you in his Freak Show?
That was the worst 2 months of my life. And it's 2 months I'll never get back. But I'm just hoping that we can trust him this time around. Because I'm going by JV's instincts on this one. I know what my life was like for two months when I was in the Freak Show and his draft, and it was not fun at all. I had to do things that I can never take back. I had to do things with JD I could never take back. I had to do things to friends in the locker room I could never take back. I had to do things to Jameson I could never take back. It was hell for me. But I had to do what I had to do to keep the moonshiners employed.
That sounds dreadful. The fact that you had to do what you had to do, and there's people like Zach Winters and Meat involved, you may have broken a few laws.
Yes, I believe he probably did, but since there was a contract and stuff, there was really nothing I or anybody else could do anything about it.
Now, Zach Winters, for the first time, is going to be teaming up with JB Moonshine. They have feuded up and down the I-5 corridor for the entirety of their careers. I believe they've wrestled against one another in three separate states, maybe four states. Now, for the first time in history, they'll be tag teaming. Do you think your family can really trust Zach Winters?
I still have a gut feeling that anything's possible. That him and Davey, like you said, throughout their entire careers and have never won not even one time have they ever teamed up. They've bloodied each other up. And they have little bloodbaths and stuff, and this is the first time that they're going to be teaming up to go against the freak show. And if anybody can tear down something he created, that would be Zach Leonard.
Now, I might know Zach better than anybody on the BCW roster, having managed him earlier in his career. I know all the strengths. I know all the weaknesses. I know his tendencies. You could probably get all that out of me for a reasonable price.
Well, from what I see you do and stuff. If that means anything out of you for a reasonable price, you've greased a lot of problems in your day, and that's why I said I'm going to manage Darth Carter, because I'm going to see that nobody gets by me to compete for you.
Are you trying to infer that wonderful Zach Winters is Darth Carter?
I didn't say that at all. I'm not saying wonderful Zach Winters is Darth Carter. I'm not saying you just keep trying to put words into my mouth, and guess what? The only thing that's going to be put in your mouth is Darth Carter's boot.
He could try it again. Same result, I'm sure. Now, speaking of that idiot Darth Carter, on the latest episode of The Sign of the Times, the Nice Man Edition, we had Miss Sarah as well as Sunny Days on there. Miss Sarah, it seems like, has the hots for Darth Carter. I think she's completely smitten with him. That might be why she left Mr. Pants. What do you think of Miss Sarah having the hots for your guy Darth Carter?
Well, she obviously knows the old talent. That's why she left so-called sexy pants or whatever. Apparently, what he had in his hands was very sexy. I don't know.
Wow, I fear for your life when Mr. Pants hears what you just said about his talent.
Yeah, I don't have to worry about my life. I haven't gotten where I am today, and I haven't gotten to the age I am today by being quiet.
All right. Well, we are at the point in the show where we have another game we like to play. You've done this before. It is called Bring On Detroit, Bring On Defunk. I will give you a series of two options. The one that is your own personal preference is the correct answer. Are you ready for a round to Bring On Detroit, Bring On Defunk?
Okay.
All right, the first one, AEW or Ring of Honor?
Ring of Honor.
Earl Hebner or Girl Hebner?
Girl Hebner.
Pile Driver or Powerbomb?
Pile Driver.
Cash or check?
Cash.
bus or train?
Say that again.
Bus or train?
Train.
Miss Piggy, we're Janice from the Electric Teeth Company.
Good times, tricky, yeah. I'm not going to say Miss Piggy.
We'll go with Janice then. Zach Winters or Zach Ryder?
Zach Winters.
Bulldog headlock or DDT?
Bulldog headlock.
Oh, so you like my finisher. Thank you. And the last one, trunks or tights? Well, at this time, QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has several questions to ask you, perhaps some of them regarding Sarah. So, Thez, help you as I pass things along to QT.
Well, I'd like to thank Sun Guy for his Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. It's been a little while since we have had that on our show. So I'd like to do an extended version of Bring on the Choice, Bring on the Funk. Are you ready, Paul Moonshine?
Okay.
Okay. Strawberry Alarm Clock or Quicksilver Messenger Service?
What's that got to do with anything?
Well, now you're very familiar with entrance music. Strawberry Alarm Clock was a San Francisco psychedelic band in 1967, and they had that song, Incense and Peppermint. I think you would be good to adopt Incense and Peppermint into your entrance music, or you could opt for Quicksilver Messenger Service.
I guess it has to be Quicksilver then.
What is your choice for our record books?
I said it would have to be Quicksilver then.
Oh, okay, Quicksilver. Very good. All right. Scottish Castle in the Mist of Edinburgh or Dracula's Castle in the Mountains of Carpathia?
Are you insinuating that I'm old?
I would. You might have been one of Dracula's victims in the 1800s, yes.
So, you're pretty damn ancient yourself.
Okay, I'm going to put your choice as Scottish Castle in the Mist of Edinburgh. Edinburgh. Okay, very good. Vince McMahon's XFL or Pac-12 cross country?
XFL, I guess.
Oh, okay, very good. Okay. Total Dudes with Sign Guy and Rex or the Turnbuckle Turmoil Show?
Turnbuckle.
Oh, okay. Very good. Very good. Okay. Having lunch with Kenny Banya, a fellow comedian with Jerry Seinfeld, or stuck in solitary confinement with Bernie Madoff and Bill Crosby?
Well, I sure don't like Seinfeld, so I guess I'll have to yell.
Oh, stuck in solitary confinement. Okay, with Bernie. Okay. Now, Pa, did you know the record for having a human in solitary confinement is 35 years?
No.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. Yes.
Oh,
35 years. The guy did a lot of yoga and transmetal meditation to get by. Okay. Okay. And your last one? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, don't you interrupt me.
Oh, okay.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, no. We the train of thought. Yes. I'm very sorry. Okay. Boy, that train of thought derailed. Okay. Your last one, Family Guy or The Cleveland Show. Actually, that's next to last.
Oh. I don't like either one of them.
You don't like it? Okay, very okay. Yeah, now, Paul, you may have been wanting to comment on solitary confinement with Bernie Madoff or Bill Cosby. We'll go back to that. Go ahead.
I don't remember what I was going to say.
Oh, okay. Then we'll confirm that this is scratched. Okay. And your last, yeah. Bring on the choice, Bring on the Funk, Dash Venture or Randy the Pimp Taylor?
Randy the Pimp Taylor.
Okay, I'm going to underline that. Okay. Well, Pa, Sign Guy spoke earlier about wrestling on a barge, a wrestling on a barge match on the Columbia River. Will there ever be a time where the Vice President of the United States will cover up the name of the USS Moonshine with a tarp on the stern of the ship?
Better not.
Oh, okay. Let me say on the record that the USS Moonshine will probably be an amphibious assault ship, which differs from an aircraft carrier because an aircraft carrier usually carries jet fighters, and an amphibious assault ship carries helicopters and a Marine contingent. But I see the name USS Moonshine covered up.
Or you just better get it uncovered then.
Oh, okay.
That's gonna be your job.
My job? That's a lot of pressure, Pa.
You're used to pressure.
That's true. I don't buckle under pressure. Peer pressure might be another thing. You might be right on that. I blindly follow my favorites in wrestling throughout the Northwest. And boy, when I connect with a wrestler, I have his back all the time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure you do.
Money never comes between my loyalty and the wrestler. Yes.
That's why you never send me the ratings anymore. Because I'm not on the ratings anymore, that I'm going to hold it against.
Well, now that's true. That this week's rankings were pretty controversial. That's for sure. Yes. And once again, you weren't mentioned. Yes.
I know. Once again. Once again, that's getting pretty old. Me not being in the rankings. For the longest time, I was in the rankings all the time. Now I'm never there.
Well, you sure do crave those fruit pies, yes.
Well, you know,
so does Wife Pierce Jones. Yes.
Who?
So does Wife Pierce Period Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well,
Well, now, Pa, can you recall which Hollywood celebrity said, "I lost a close friend and drinking partner. Last week, he got his finger caught in a wedding ring." Do you remember who said that?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I could have just made that up.
Yeah, you probably did, knowing you.
Actually, I think it was. Which reminds me,
I've got a new merchandise thing. I'm gonna go at you. I'm gonna put my nightstick up your t-shirt. And call it QT on a stick.
Sounds a little bit grim. I'd probably have to be in solitary confinement with Bernie Madoff and Bill Cosby for that to happen. Yes.
I was just wondering if I had that called a CT on a stick, if I could put it on my merch table, if it would sell.
Well, I think it would sell in some underground circles. Yes. Maybe you could sell those to some of the ex-members of Quicksilver Messenger Service. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, Pa, Donald Trump recently slapped a 5% tariff on imported goods from Mexico because they were not protecting their borders from immigrants from El Salvador and Guatemala. In fact, they were bussing them up closer to our southern border. My question is, why haven't we seen a stranger wrestler make an appearance at Blue Collar Wrestling called the Southern Border?
Probably because he wants to get called the stranger.
Ooh, the stranger, yes. Well.
Yeah, he wants to be called the stranger, that's why.
Oh, okay. Would you yourself, if you immigrated illegally from Guatemala, would you board one of those buses that Mexico had to offer and travel to our southern border, keeping in mind that you would probably have a Maharishi band on the bus playing tunes? Yes.
I don't think so.
It'd kind of be like in the movie Dumb and Dumber, where they pick up those Mexicans by the side of the road, and they sing that song Mockingbird while they have the hitman between them in the front seat. That was a classic movie moment. Yes.
Yeah, that was. Yeah, you're right.
Mock, see, yeah, bird. Yeah, Mockingbird, have you heard?
don't try to sing.
Oh, all right, I'm sorry. Well, Pa, I recently put in a request that you bring me back a piece of buffalo jerky from Wyoming. Will you honor that request, or will you dip that stick of buffalo jerky in liquid nitrogen and use it as a foreign object?
Anything I use for a foreign object against you, I would.
Yeah, you've already talked about shoving your cane up somewhere. Boy, oh boy. I'm very crestfallen.
Yeah.
Where are my heroes gone?
What hero?
You're my hero. I've always looked up to you. Yes.
Hero dresses in different type clothes. He doesn't have any hair. He wears an earring. No, I'm not a hero. I know who Hero is.
Could you give our listening audience a hint who my hero is? Yes.
You know who Hero is. Everybody knows who Hero is.
Well, I'll do some research because it's kind of slipped my memory. Yes. Slipped my memory. Who my hero is.
Been a CPW before, he's been a BCW before, he's been in 3-2-1 battle, I think he's been up there. You know, everybody knows who Hero is.
Are you talking about Mikey the Mustache, the man with the best mustache since Tom Selleck?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
I would never be talking. Anything good about him.
Okay. Well, Pa, in the late 60s and early 70s, surely Cha-Cha Muldowney broke into PIR drag racing as the first female. She was known to drive a pink dragster, and one time she crashed, and part of her eye protection caused third-degree burns around her eyes. Her feuds with Big Daddy Don Garlitz were highly anticipated because Big Daddy had made it known that women should be barefoot and in the kitchen. Their feud roughly coincided with a tennis feud in 1973 between 55-year-old Bobby Riggs and 29-year-old Billie Jean King. My question is there a battle of the sexes brewing between Paul Moonshine and Sarah Irene?
No, there's no battle of the sexes. Why would there be a battle of the sexes between Sarah and me?
Well, I don't know. I just heard there's underground women, you know. I could see you driving a pink dragster and having a feud with Big Daddy Don Garlitz if he was still alive. That's what I'm getting at. Yes.
Oh, maybe there would be, but that wouldn't have anything to do with just me and Miss Sarah.
If I put up the money, will you challenge Sarah Irene to a tennis match, much like Bobby Riggs and Billie Jean King?
She's got more cardio than I do. I don't think I'd be as good as Sarah.
Oh, right. Okay. Fans all over the Northwest have had a chance to hear your entrance music. Can you tell our fans the name of your entrance music song?
What was that again?
Can you tell the fans of the Northwest what your entrance music is? Because I've never got the name of your song.
Dine With Me?
Dine With Me?
Bandit? Dine With Me.
Oh, okay.
Dine.
Okay. All right. Well, we have a Les Paul Epiphone guitar and a Vox amp and an extra long extension cord. I am now going to request on the Turnbuckle Turmoil show if I can accompany you and JB and Cousin Jameson to the ring next time at Blue Collar Wrestling as I sing my hit song Fly Lesbian Seagull. Will you give me that chance?
I told you, nobody wants to hear you sing. Nobody likes to hear you talk. Nobody likes to hear you talk. And you think I'm going to allow you to sing? I don't think so.
I put so much work in Fly Lesbian Seagull. It's a cross between Quicksilver Messenger Service and Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. Yes.
Oh, I just don't see that happening. No.
There are some people in the Northwest that would like to see you locked in solitary confinement and have headphones glued to your head blasting Fly Lesbian Seagull at all hours. I'm not going to say who. Yes, that's what I've heard. Fly Lesbian Seagull.
Well, you need to get your hearing aid changed then because nobody's ever going to say that about Paul Moonshine.
Well, I myself would make a 300-mile trip to visit you in solitary confinement and rip those earphones off your ears so you wouldn't have to listen to Fly Lesbian Seagull. That's how dedicated I am to you and your success.
Yeah, that's not much of a dedication, no. No.
Oh, okay.
I would make sure that I had my walking stick so that I could make me a CT on a stick.
Dang, oh boy, how can I overcome this? Okay, this is terrible. Well, Pa, this week's Turnbuckle Turmoil top 9 7/8 Northwest wrestler rankings were highly controversial. J.B. Moonshine was ranked number 9 and won 16th, while Ken, the Hitman Stillwell, was ranked number 8. Ron Von Hess and Dystopia Brewery were ranked number 5, while Cousin Jameson and Polychromatic were tied at number 3. You didn't even get an you didn't even have an emergency insertion or honorable mention. Can we have your thoughts on this?
No, for one thing, you don't put Polly with any moonshiner, and for another thing, all the moonshiners should be up there in the top ten, if not top 5, and you need to make sure that I'm up there every time because I wouldn't be where I am today, and you wouldn't be where you are today if it wasn't for people like Paul Moonshine.
Well, that's true. I mean, I am here in Tacoma, and before that, I was 20 years in the Coast Guard. Yes, I kind of got. How would you say transported to this time and space? Somehow the Coast Guard knew that you were going to be wrestling in the Northwest, and my last assignment was on Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. Quite a long way from here, but I got transported anyway. They knew that we were going to make a dynamic connection and an unstoppable force.
I was in the army, right? I know all about what goes on overseas and what have you.
Yes, at one time I think you were stationed at Subic Bay in the Philippines, correct?
No, I've never been to the Philippines. I was in Germany.
Oh, okay, Germany. Yes. Is it true that you got kicked out of an Oktoberfest once for rude and lascivious behavior?
I got kicked out of what?
Yeah, I heard that you got kicked out of Oktoberfest for lewd and lascivious behavior. Lascivious behavior.
There you go with hearing things. You really need to get something done with your hearing. I mean, you hear a lot of crap about me, between you and Sonny Omar that talks crap about me all the time. There's got to be something done with you guys.
That's one business we'll have to get into, Paul Moonshine. You and I, the hearing aid business. I look forward to this. Yes.
I hear just fine. It's you that has a hearing problem, and fine guy, he has a hearing problem, and both of you put together don't have enough hearing to fellowship.
Well, I will get custom hearing aids for both you and I, and I will right now after we hang up, I am going to try to contact Danny Bonaducci of the Cartledge family, because he works here locally, I believe, at a radio station. I am now going to attempt to get the surviving members of the Cartledge family back together, and you and I can sing with them Fly Lesbian Seagull on your way to the BCW ring in Portland this weekend.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Come on. Hey, you don't think Danny Bonaducci and that young girl that played the theme Marine would be on board with this?
I don't think so. Back in the day, that Danny could sing, but I don't think he can now.
In that little girl's place, could we substitute Snack the Jack and have Mike Mustache play bass instead of Danny Bonaducci for our hit song "Fly Lesbians to Go"? Would you accept those two substitutes?
No, I would. I wouldn't accept nothing from Michael. What's his face?
What the? Could Coach Mike Jones step in and fill the lead singer role instead of David Cassidy? Coach Mike Jones.
No, I don't think so. Now YT Jones, yes.
Oh, YT Jones, yes. Now YT would bring a little bit of an urban rap flavor to our group. Yes. YT Jones.
What do you mean to our group? The only group that YT Jones belongs to is as with me and him. We've got our pictures together. We got his picture's autographed. My picture's autographed. My picture of him is on my wall. The only group that he belongs to is with my group.
Boy, the groundwork has been laid for a world tour right there. You know, I think. No, tour.
We have that been invited to come to Alaska sometime.
Oh, okay.
If
we had Polychromatic on the drums and you on the, the harp, like Amy Farrah Fowler, I think that would be a good hit. With me, I'd be on bass, I guess. Yes. I'd share bass with YT Jones on an Alaskan tour.
The only thing Paulie wants is a cracker.
Well, Paulie Wants a Cracker was a hit with Nirvana. Yes. Why don't we do a redemption of that or a redo of Paulie Wants a Cracker? Yes. You've always reminded me of Kurt Cobain somehow.
What?
Yes.
Paulie wants a cracker, yeah, and that'll go well with her and Chuck Payne.
Yes, Paulie wants a cracker and Fly Lesbian Seagull. Yes. All right. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it back over to Sun Guy.
Good.
Thank you, QT. Well, Paul, you mentioned earlier how JB and Zach had bloody baths all over the Pacific Northwest for the last several years. That brings to mind the question, has Paul Moonshine ever shed blood during the course of a match?
I have not... Okay, let me put it this way. Not my own blood. I have shed blood, but not my own blood.
Well, as I recall, it was not my blood, so you're okay there.
There was a time where Petrov and JB had a last man standing match, and Petrov was bleeding, and at the same time, Lovejoy was bleeding. Because of the things that I did to him. So there was blood shed, but not my blood.
Oh, okay.
Paul, this Sunday, like we've been saying, one of the biggest shows for Blue Collar in the history of the company, the Cruiser Great, former WWE Cruiserweight Champion TJP will be there to challenge our world champion. Just exciting. The tag titles match, the last woman standing match, the no limits match. Lots going on at Blue Collar. But looking past all of that, with the growth of BCW and all the streaming services they have, the huge increase in live attendance, lots of great merchandise sales going on, where do you see the future of the company headed?
It's going to keep keep going up and up. I mean, look at the last five years that I've been managing, we're live on TV every week now. We've been with Fight TV. We've done Rise to the Top. We keep right on rising. And this Sunday's not going to be any different. The front row has been sold out for weeks, and we just keep right on climbing.
Well, we're on the last few minutes of the show, so if there's anything you would like to say to the fans today, plug and promote anything and everything, social medias, upcoming appearances, merchandise, your favorite laundromat, anything in the world, floor is all yours.
Well, this Sunday, I'm bringing out some new t-shirts that's going to be debuted. and some new beanie hats, and if you come to BCW, this Sunday's going to be a barn burner, and June 15th, me and the Moonshiners are going to be at CPW and a triple threat match, a triple threat tag team match, and then we're going to be down to NWP at Vaughn, Washington, also June 15th. July 13th, I'm going to be in Wyoming. Most importantly, everybody, June 9th. Mark this down in your calendar. June 9th. That's 1 week from this Sunday. Come to BCW and help me celebrate my 65th birthday. I'll be at BCW June 9th. That's 1 week from this Sunday.
Are we celebrating 20 years later?
What, now, what was that all about?
I was just saying, you said your 65th birthday. I thought maybe we're 20 years late getting to the celebration.
No. I'll be 65 one week from this Sunday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, hopefully, if there's a cake there, nobody will be smashed into the cake. Hopefully that won't happen. Luckily, I don't believe that has ever happened one time in the history of professional wrestling at any time. So you should be safe.
You don't think that ever happened? That happened on JB's birthday, January 27th of this year.
In that case, you may not want to have a cake there.
Because unfortunately, I was involved in destroying that celebration and putting him to a cake when I was with Free Show.
Wow. Probably ruined your son's birthday.
All right. Like I said, I had to do things that I didn't want to do, but I was forced to do them. Apparently you were there that night.
I was not, unfortunately, but I will be there this coming Sunday, and we'll see what happens then, and for sure I will see you in Wyoming when I'm kicking that idiot Darth Carter right in the teeth, and then looking out in the crowd and seeing Miss Sarah bawling her eyes out.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. And how do you know you don't go to Aspie's?
I'm just going to presume it until further notice. Now, you should be thanking me for that, because if I knock that idiot Darth Card out of the way, you could slide right into that spot with Miss Sarah. You're welcome.
guess what? I guess apparently you haven't gotten the memo. I am a lady man.
I'm telling you, you know, she'll have a spot open when I put that idiot in the hospital for weeks at a time, so you might just want to slide right in there.
Yeah, okay.
Also, I'm licensed to perform weddings if you and Sarah were to need it.
I wouldn't go that far because I'm a ladies' man and I'm a man for all the ladies, not just one.
You're just afraid Miss Piggy would come and eject.
I am afraid of her.
Well, we are out of time for this week, so I want to thank you for jumping on here on short notice. The people expecting Diamond Dan Garza, we are going to reschedule him for a later time. We'll be back with you Sunday afternoon. One of my very favorite people in this entire industry on the show Sunday, Too Cool, TJ Kemp on the show. Going to be great catching up with TJ. Get out there, support your local independent wrestling wherever you can find it. And we'll be back with you Sunday afternoon.
All right.